Integrity.
Hey, is Ken available?
This is he.
Good afternoon, Ken. This is Zach with Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this afternoon?
Tired, Zach, but that's okay.
I'm sorry to hear that. Hey, I was just following up from a conversation that we had had in early March. You expressed a little bit of interest in perhaps you're looking at some equipment at that point, thinking about bringing something on.
At that point, possibly. What was that? That was 2 months ago.
Yeah, business beginning of March.
Business has been less than robust, shall we say.
Oh, no.
And it is pervasive through the metalworking industry.
Yeah.
And I thought I was the only one, but no, I'm not the only one. So
Jesus.
At this point...
Just holding tight and batting down the hatches?
Yeah, I don't want to. I don't need more debt.
Gotcha.
If things go bad, I don't need more debt.
Yeah.
I don't need more debt anyway. But if things are good, it's not too bad.
Right, right. But, it's more tolerable. But yeah, in this situation, I totally understand. And do you think that there's anything in particular that's really contributing to this? Or?
Well, the Chinese haven't helped. But everything started to slow.
Yeah.
I would say right before Christmas, and nobody really worries about it then.
Right.
Because usually things slow then, and then usually it's till mid-January and things picked up. But really, things haven't picked up at all.
Oh, man.
It's been that's pretty well everyone I speak to in the industry says the same thing, that business is slow. But this is not unusual. This is a very cyclical industry, and it's been that way forever. And unless we are going to go to war with somebody or something, you know, or there's a change in some economic policy, but you know, things will continue this way for a while.
So
it's
just
telling for how long.
Yeah, the ebb and flow of the industry then, I would imagine.
Yes.
To an extent.
I don't, there's no rhyme or reason, you know, after it happened. You can come up with a bunch of explanations, but nobody knows. It just happens. It could be excess inventory. It could be people scaling back. Could be fewer government orders. It could be a lag in automotive sales. It could be a thousand million things.
Right, right.
But much of it is also as a result of lower oil prices.
Yes.
Because many of the people that we know that do oil work, like valves and piping and stuff like that, exploration is down, so they struggle too. All right.
Yeah, you know, something interesting that I speak with tons of business owners every day in various fields, and a lot of them are very apprehensive because of the upcoming election, and they're just waiting to see who's going to be in office, and how that's going to affect their business before they want to pull the trigger on anything.
Any change is bad.
Right.
Regardless,
right.
It doesn't really matter who's in office. Because all of them are so inept. I'm not sure which is. I guess there's a choice between who would do less damage or the least damage.
The best of the worst.
Yes, best of a really bad lot. So that's it. That's it. But give me, what are we now? April?
Yeah, maybe check back
May.
At end of
give
summer.
Two
or?
No, okay. 2 months we'll know.
Okay.
Because summer again, things start to slow. You know, in mid-June, things start to slow because of the summer. But so we'll see where we are in June, okay?
Yeah, no problem. I'll put you in my calendar right now. And, hey, I appreciate your time today. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week.
Thank you very much, Zach.
All right, Ken, take care.
Take care.
Bye-bye.